Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app.
Gary, could you please give us an update on Andre and then where Dwayne stands, please?
Andre is doing better today. He has a shin bruise. Matter of fact, I just walked by him in there. It's going to be day-to-day, John. But he did come out okay. All the x-rays are fine. So it's just a matter of working him back through it, probably a day-to-day process. Dwayne did go on the field today with the trainers. He is better, but I think it's still going to be a day-to-day process as we work through, work to the weekend.
When you went back and watched the film, how concerned are you right now about Matt making these decisions that are so costly?
I'm concerned about a lot of things. We turned the ball over, obviously, and that's something that we're not doing very well right now, or we're doing a poor job of protecting the ball, and we're not getting turnovers neither. So those two go hand in hand. So, as a football team, we're losing that battle, which we were very good at last year, and we're off to a very slow start this year. So something that has to change. But it's not just a quarterback. I mean, everybody's involved in what we're doing, and we can do a better job up front, a better job running routes. He's got to make good reads, all those things. Those things go together. I can hear you guys. You don't have to use the microphone.
You talked about the defense, saying you want to do that three touchdowns since that first drive in the third quarter.
Yeah, we played obviously we were exceptional in the first half of the game, John. We controlled the ball offensively. Defensively, we held them, to 60 yards in the first half. So we're in control of the football game, obviously, but we don't have the points that you want to have. We got 6 instead of 14, so it had an effect on the game. I thought the second half we played poorly as a team, defensively, offensively. Way too many penalties. I think we had 11 penalties defensively in the game and had 5 or something like that offensively. So disappointed in that. But, I thought we could have stayed there all day and played the way we played in the first half, and that's what we're capable of doing. So one good half, one bad half.
Coach, you talked about the penalties. Why do you think all of a sudden you guys, the defensive line and pass rushers, were jumping off sides so many times?
Yeah, we had probably there wasn't a guy that on the front that didn't jump off sides. Offensively, we got a lot of work to do with our hands. We had some holding calls in the game. Probably could have had a couple more. So we've got to do some things in practice to correct that. Snap count wise, they got us, I think, 4 or 5 times. So all we can do, we continue to work on that. Hard count our players in practice. We had a taunting call, which, we can't have on a third down stop. So had a couple of PI calls. So, what we do is set a franchise record for penalties, right? And when you do that and turn the ball over, you're not going to win. And especially on the road against a real good football team. So it's obviously a very disappointing situation, something that we addressed today, and we got to go get corrected this week. This can't happen.
Coach, can you explain the play call for the screen on 4th and 2?
Play call for the screen. Which one are you talking about, Darian?
In the fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to catch a blitz, trying to run a what we call a jailbreak screen, trying to catch it. We had the coverage we wanted, had the blitz we wanted. We just didn't do a very good job with it. So, just a poor call. Well, the first thing we can do is stay on schedule. That's the most important thing. Going into the game, we knew that was a priority. I think of 12 third downs, 6 of our 12 were 10 yards or more. 5 of those 6 were 15 yards or more. So if you're doing that, there's only 2 things that can be happening. You got to be having negative plays. You got to be having penalties. So, it's hard to protect a quarterback in those situations, and against that football team makes it even tougher. We had problems. We had issues with pressure outside and inside. So it wasn't like it was coming from one spot. So obviously we got to protect the quarterback better, and he's got to play better too. So a lot of things go with that, and it's not just one.
For a coach that likes to run the ball like you do, how do you get a balance between running and trying to get Matt into a kind of rhythm?
I think he can get in a rhythm, John, if he throws it 20, 25 times. The rhythm has got to be offensively, not just for him. We were slow. We were slow in and out of the huddle yesterday. That kind of bothered us. We struggled getting some calls in. The communication system went down for a period of time. We got to work through that. but just tempo and what we're doing, you know. Like I said, I like what we were doing for a quarter and a half, and then we make one mistake, and, you know, a lot of things, all heck broke loose. You know, you got to stay composed, and we responded to some adversity the first 2 weeks. We did not respond to adversity yesterday.
Gary, you guys run the play action pretty well, and it seems like something wasn't really going right with that yesterday. Was it something Baltimore's doing, or you guys? And talk about how that affects your offense.
There's a big effect. We had a chance to make a big play early in the game, and we don't protect very well. Matt's got to get rid of the ball and throw it out of bounds. We've got a big play to Andre. But, you know, our play pass is something that we've been pretty good at around here. It goes with us running the ball. It hasn't been good early in the season because of some of the type of games that we've been in, you know. So, been in a little bit different mode, but it's got to improve. There's too many negative plays coming from it. You know, we had like 3 or 4 of our sacks this year have come from play pass, and if anything, that's where you ought to be protecting pretty good. So it's an area of concern, some things we got to fix.
Coach, how did Ryan and Derek do?
They battled. They battled some good players out there. We could help them, and we were helping them early in the game, I thought, by some of the things we were doing. But then we got in a big throw mode, especially there, you know, midway through the third quarter, made it difficult on him. I think Ryan came in and battled his tail off. He can play better. I know Newton can play better. We got too many penalties between them. I think there's, you know, 4 or 5 penalties between them. But, you know, everybody else has got to help them too. You know, you can't be out there on the island down in and down out. So we got to get better. Better as a group, you know. They played hard. We just didn't play very good.
On the kick return for the touchdown, was that a breakdown in coverage?
On which one? I'm sorry.
On the kick return for the touchdown.
Our coverage was the exact same coverage we had the punt before. We just tackled the time before. We didn't tackle that time. We had 4 guys free, and, you know, we had 3 missed tackles on the play. So, inexcusable. We got to get him down right there.
As quickly as DeAndre is developing, your first 2 comebacks, you had Andre out on the field for most of the game until the overtime of the second one. You didn't have him for most of the second half yesterday. That has to make a difference, right, in how you
You want Andre out there all the time, you know, but, you know, we struggled yesterday to get the ball down the field regardless of who would have been in the football game because we struggled with their pass rush. But he's playing well. He's doing a lot of good things. He's making a lot of mistakes, too. He's a rookie. We're trying to get him cleaned up from that standpoint. But he's obviously a big big contributor to what we're doing right now, and should only get better, you know, with the more he plays. So really just trying to get his game more consistent from an assignment standpoint, what he's doing.
If you struggle to get the ball down the field against the Ravens and you go up against a team that's generally considered to have the passing speed, what do you do?
I don't know. I got to go up there and figure it out. We got to find a way to make some bigger plays, you know. Than what we're making. And like I said yesterday, it was a big struggle to get the ball down the field. Y'all asked me about play pass. That's something that helps us do that. And, you know, staying out of a football game where we're down a couple of scores in the third quarter probably would help, John. So somehow we got to get some consistency and get rid of those mistakes and, you know, play the way type of football game we want to play.
Does it bother you, Gary, that you haven't played a really good offensive game from start to finish yet?
Yeah, I don't think we've played a good team game from start to finish this year. Is that what you're asking me about this year?
No, we've
been inconsistent. We've turned the ball over. We've shown some signs of, some great things. You know, going into the game this past weekend, we're averaging 450 yards a game. You know, that's unheard of in this league. And then we go down there this weekend and we struggle to move the ball, you know. So it's about consistency in this league, finding a way to make plays. And like I said, the biggest thing looking at it, if we're going to put ourselves in those situations in third down, John, we're going to struggle. So we got to find a way to fix that somehow.
Last year you led the league in first down yardage, and you're not able to do that, but you got all the same players.
No, we got the same guys. We got a few new faces, you know, with DeAndre in there. Obviously, we got a couple of backs that are playing consistent for us. We just, you know, we got to keep battling here and go figure it out up there and figure out a way to get the ball in the guys' hands down the field a little better and, you know, find a way to make some more plays, John. Just find some consistency.
What was the key last year after your Green Bay game? You bounced back and played your best game of the year. Is that the kind of – you got to do that again?
God, I don't remember who we played after Green Bay last year.
You beat Baltimore 43-13.
Well, the thing I remember about that last year is we made some big plays in that game. You know, we against Baltimore, we had a safety, we had a pick six, if I'm right. You know, you look at this game yesterday, they were the ones that made the big plays. You know, the interception for a touchdown, their punt return. It's a new week, and obviously a great opponent coming in here. I think they're first in defense and eighth or ninth in offense right now as a football team, so we understand what we're facing, and right now we're trying to figure out ourselves, trying to fix our problems, and before we move on to Wednesday and get started on those guys.
Coach, you talked about after the game a little bit taking some ownership because of the penalties and just some of the mistakes, yeah. But it's not from a lack of preparation. I mean, you guys, you work hard. Put your finger on
it? Oh, we always work hard, but you got to work well, too. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Penalties to me is just discipline as a football team, and we've been pretty good. It's something that we haven't had a lot of problem with, but yesterday was a problem, and especially a problem in the second half. It looked like we got frustrated to me. When you start jumping off sides, doing those type of things, there's frustration going on. So it's just something we got to address and work at. I mean, we're not going to get away with that against anybody. So just disappointing, but that's my job to make sure it doesn't happen.
And it's not a matter of I've heard people say the team wasn't up. How do you not get up
for
a game like that?
I really think we're really ready to play. I thought we played extremely well, had control of the football game in the first quarter, halfway through the second quarter, doing the things we want to do. The thing was disappointing, we didn't have 14 points. We had six. But the minute we made a mistake, we did not play very well from there on. So, like I said, I think we responded to adversity better in the first 2 weeks than we did yesterday. And got to find a way to play four quarters of football. So, did not do that yesterday.
Gary, now that it's been a day, how is Ed feeling and how when you got a chance to look at what
He's feeling good. He worked out with the team. He ran good today. So, I think he played, I want to say, like 40 plays somewhere in that neighborhood. Moved around pretty good. Did not come out sore or anything. So, I think we took a step in the right direction. Obviously, he starts to play more, starts to feel better with what we're doing as a defense. Yeah, I mean, he started yesterday, and I think he played 42 plays, something like that, Jared. We were talking somewhere between 30 and 40, depending on how many snaps there were in the game and how he felt. I think there was a period there in the fourth quarter where we shut him down, and Chalo took the rest of the game with what we were doing.
Is there anything he didn't do that you wanted to see?
No, he moved around good. I mean, I think it's, like I said, for him – it's his first time back since when? Last year, the Super Bowl. So I think just the fact that he was able to play some and he came out of the game feeling good. There was a turf issue. Talk about, him playing on turf. We came out okay, worked out the team today. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
Coach,